Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about these new rules is the Hall of Fame pitcher, the former Rangers great, Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
Well, good morning to you guys. Good to be on with you.
Always great to have you on.
My breakfast, but I guess I'm always happy to talk a little baseball.
Sure.
Sitting here beside a campfire, beautiful morning, eating a mess of platypus eggs and strips of wild ostrich jerky, but just wearing my loincloth, running with the wolves like a real man.
Yeah.
So this is just a daily, nightly thing for you.
It's more often than not, I'd say. Yeah, sure. You know, it's what retirement is running with the wolves, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, what do you think of all these new baseball rules?
Well, I'm not that excited about them. I don't think they needed the rules. I think real men don't need a pitch clock. I certainly didn't. And in fact, I think if they do anything, they need a pitch sniper to tell a guy, you know, if you don't pitch the ball within the next whatever 8-10 seconds, you're going to get a wing shot from a small caliber round.
Oh, my gosh. That's way too extreme and violent.
Well, you know, just a flesh wound warning shot, I think, would, you know, teach these guys not to be so soft. And of course, you guys know, we've talked about this from time to time, about how I don't believe in a pitch count for a pitcher, you know, and,
right.
And you know, I think we need a pitch count minimum and that, and that a starting pitcher has to pitch at least 110 pitches or he's, you know, suspended for 20 games or something like that.
Well, I think you'd suspend about every pitcher, I think.
And, you know, and then, like, maybe he gets waterboarded on, like, a waterboarding Wednesday or something, league-wide promotion or something, you know.
Could get some fans out to the park. Not a terrible idea.
And I hate that they're branding the shift. I think that a team ought to be able to do anything they can to get a batter out. I mean, the batter's the mortal enemy of your organ of life.
Of your what?
When your organ of life. When you're on defense and that, and I think that they should be able to do the shift, and they should be able to throw rocks and garbage at the batter and and that. But you know, I didn't care how that my defense lined up behind me.
Really?
Because I was going to get the guy out anyway, so it didn't matter what the people did behind me. You know.
Yep. Damn straight.
In fact, I encourage my, you know, outfielders to take the inning off, or, you know, they don't even have to come out there if they don't want to, and or have a nice picnic if they want to be out there having a picnic or playing a friendly game of cards and that.
They weren't going to get any action, were they?
No, they weren't, and so I didn't want to waste their time being out there while I was going ahead and taking care of these a-holes that showed up in the batter's box.
That's the way you looked at hitters, huh?
That's the way I looked at them, and, yeah. and that.
That's old school.
I don't know why I'm saying that so much, but I say that. And
yeah, that's
that
okay. That's all right.
But I'm probably not, I don't know if I'm making a lot of sense. I've had so very little sleep lately.
Why is that?
Oh, I've been involved in a battle recently with some mortal enemies of mine.
Who's that?
Snow monkeys.
Oh no. Snow monkeys again.
Yeah, the snow monkeys of Japan that traveled over here for like a Texas Jam Festival in the early 80s or something. And then they stayed here, and they've taken up residence in my land down here in Alvin and that, and they've just wreaked havoc. And last night they waited for Ruth and I to get in the jacuzzi.
Uh-oh.
And then they broke in, and they rooted through her jewelry drawer, and they put on her necklaces and that, and then they went into the living room, and they somehow found the remote, and they bought a whole bunch of movies on iTunes and Amazon. and there were movies that nobody was going to watch. I mean, they bought Zookeeper, for God's sake.
Somehow I knew that'd be one of them. Yep.
And then they stole my Kubota and ran it off into the stock pond.
Oh, no.
And then they came in and got me and Ruth, and we were butt naked, and they got us out of the jacuzzi, and then they taped us to the wall in the game room on either side of the dartboard, and then they played darts with us all wild-eyed and on either side of the board.
Man, that's terrible.
Yeah, and they were, the snow monkeys were all laughing and cutting up, and they had terrible aim, and Ruth and I looked like we had had a porcupine take after us by the end of the night. And
awful.
Yeah, it was disturbing in that, but it's just another, you know, example of how the snow monkeys are just, they're not good to bring to your land.
No, right. I thought they were right under control by now, but I guess not.
No, we got them on birth control, you know, to try to control the population, and it's controlled the amount of young snow monkeys that are born, but it's just really made the snow monkeys just behave more immorally. I mean, they all mate like they're on Tinder now because they have the confidence of birth control.
Right.
So, I mean, they all are eating up with STDs and that.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, will you do me a favor? You guys still up there in the DFW and that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you see that punk-ass John Daniels, tell him I've got a size 12 boot ready for his ass.
All right. You need to let that go. It's been too long.
All right.
All right, we'll see ya.
All right.
There goes Nolan. Ooh.